Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the GK Energy Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Hardik Rawat from IIFL Capital Services Limited for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Hardik.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of IIFL Capital, I welcome everyone to GK Energy's Q2 FY26 earnings call. We have the pleasure of having with us the senior management team of GK Energy, led by CMD, Mr. Gopal Kabra, Director, Mr. Mehul Shah, and CFO, Mr. Sunil Maloo. Without further delay, I'd like to hand over the floor now to Mr. Gopal Kabra. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Hardik. Very good afternoon to everyone. I'm Gopal Kabra, CMD of GK Energy. I'm pleased and welcome to all shareholders, analysts, participants for earnings call for my second quarter, first half, financial year 2026. With me today, our Director, Mr. Mehul Shah, our CFO, Sunil Maloo, are present, and we have been got the opportunity to present you, and I believe you must have already reviewed our presentation. So I would like to bring with the quick overview over the performance of the company. In the first half of financial year 2026, our revenue from core EPC business, in what we are being known for the solar pump and the rooftop, stood at 636.82 crores. It representing 51.75% YOY growth compared to 419.66 crore in H1 financial year 2025. EBITDA for H1 from the business was 132.04 crores. It's a basically 65.07% increase over 79.99 crore last year, with EBITDA margin expanding to 20.20% compared to 18.96% H1 FY 2025. At the same time, PAT, profit after tax, came in at 83.40 crore, marking a 63.26% YOY growth increase, positive side, over 51.08 crore in the previous year PAT margins. Also improved 12.76 compared to 12.11 in H1 FY 2025. This is the PAT we are talking about. Now, when I talk about the operationally, we have installed 24,502 solar agri pumps in H1 of 26. It is a 50.77% increase over the 16,251 pumps in the last year, FY 25, H1. It clearly show our ability to scale rapidly while maintaining the quality and service reliability. Growth was particularly strong in Maharashtra and Rajasthan, supported by accelerated activity under PM KUSUM, along as well as the Magil Talas Solar Krushi Pump Yojana in the state of Maharashtra. Coming to the second quarter, more specifically, revenue from core EPC business of solar pump and rooftop was 358.50 crore, delivering a 33.06% YOY growth over 269.42 crore in quarter two of FY 25. Quarter two is the slowest quarter of the year, with the rain impacting on the ground installation activities. This is the growth in spite of that. EBITDA for the quarter came in around 73.74 crore, up by 37.63% from 53.5 crore last year, with EBITDA margin at 20.57 versus 19.83 for the similar quarter last year for the comparison. PAT for the quarter was 46 crore, showing a growth of 36.01% YOY increase over the 34.16 crore Q2 FY25. We installed 13,675 pumps during the quarter, a 26.32% increase over Q2 of FY25. Moving to our solar rooftop business, this vertical is steadily emerging in the next meaningful growth avenue for us. During the first of FY26, we have installed 1.24 megawatt of the rooftop capacity. It's almost 1200 plus kilowatt what we are talking about. Let me touch upon the trading of the solar cell as seen consolidated financial statement of the Q2 and H1 of FY26. Revenue from DCR solar cell and related supply stood 92.01 crores for H1 FY26. Here I would like to highlight that currently supplying of DCR solar cell is temporary arrangement under which we are procuring this cell from the domestic manufacturer through binding agreement. The procedure DCR solar cell are then supplied to LLM certified solar module manufacturer who turn deliver the SPV module back to us. This arrangement enable us to overcome ongoing supply chain constraint for the DCR SPV module, a critical component of our operation at the time when we market demand continues to outpace availability of supply. Basically, it's nothing else to make sure that we are having absolute control on our supply chain. This is must for the doing the business. Looking towards the same thing, furthermore, we have entered in the definitive agreement procurement for of 875 megawatt of solar DCR cells for the next financial year. For the H1 FY26, our consolidated revenue from operations stood 728.83 crore with EBITDA at 132.74 crore and PAT at 84.23 crores. Solar power agriculture pump continue to be our domain. Revenue is going to be the star of the company, no doubt on that. As of 30 September, our book of the solar powered pump system stood at 846.15 crore, that representing 36,444 pumps to be installed by February 2026. Further, we also had a small order book of around 17.83 crore related to the rooftop solar project, that representing around further 4 megawatt of the capacity, or we can say 4,000 kilowatt of the capacity to be installed. Total order book we are standing with 863.98 crore as on 30 September 2025. Further, we are positive on the receiving the fresh order under Magel Tala Solar Krishi Pump Yojana as well as the Rajasthan MP under PM Kusum. This strong visibility is definitely reflecting both our execution capability as well as the continuous trust from the farmer, and that is taking our brand more ahead. Now, more specific, I have been asked the question by the few of the people. Henceforth, we decided to discuss this on the open call with you. We have looked towards a little bit delay into the receivable from the previous time. It was 135 to 192 days in September 24. I would like to emphasize that, you know, it is a basically short-term thing and it is addressable and it has been addressed almost. Basic delay got due to extensive monsoon. We do the groundwork where the field-based inspection has to be carried out after installation. That has been got delay because of the monsoon was very, you know, aggressive this year. In the whole area where we are working. And we have been into the software integration as we are growing. So there was software integration to be took place. And some software upgradation while sending the RMS data has took some delay. As well as we were occupied on the IPO work and other activity. But although this address, it has been addressed. And the most important thing that Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, who has approved 1.1 billion financing facility for MSEDCL for the 5 lakh solar agri pump installation was granted on 25th September disbursement. Agreement has been signed. So we are expecting the fund release from there as well. So these are the 3-4 reasons accounting for the overall delay into the receivable cycle. But all are expected to be normalized in due course of the time. We are 100% and fully confident for the third quarter that we will have the receivable very well under control. In addition, I would like to briefly touch upon the inventory position. Our inventory turnover day increased from 31 days to 55 days in H1 FY26. And this increase was aligned with our execution plan as we are preparing to deliver and install significantly higher volume of the pump quarter 3 2026. For an operational standpoint, our execution momentum remains strong. Our current installation run rate stand roughly around 9,000 pumps a month, which 9 to 10,000 more precisely, which is not only the good sign for the execution, but also it provide the we can execute the highest demand with the robust execution capability what we have developed on the ground. Looking ahead, we are focused on the depending on our presence in high potential state like MP, Rajasthan, UP, where the allocation pipeline remain very strong, expected as a positive future. Further, would like to inform that we are working on the retail and institutional rooftop business as the second growth engine of our business. Henceforth, we are setting up for the own consumption 1 gigawatt of the solar module line facility, which has been already, for that land has been already acquired in the state of Maharashtra. MIDC, District Solapur. We have already got the possession of the land and the work has been started. We are looking towards a very healthy order book and we have already proven ourselves with the robust execution momentum that has been seen by the whole industry already. And this tailwind will remain and we are very optimistic for the complete FY26 as well as the FY27 as well. And our EBITDA will remain, margin will remain the same or it is going to be improved more positively. We are not looking towards any downside on the margins as well. As we being the, getting the manufacture done in our brand name and due to high volume, we have that capability to have the good negotiation as per the time is required. So that might be the reason our margins are intact. In comparison, and it is going to be improved. And this is what I would like to brief from my side. And thank everyone for the time you have given me. And I'm open for the your valuable question and will appreciate your continuous support. So I would request Hardik and the organizer, please, we can start on the question side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Aditya Vora from Soham Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Good afternoon, Gopalji. I had a couple of questions. One is on the realization front. So if I just do a simple maths and you have said 846 crore of order book with roughly 36,400 pumps, the realization per pump comes to 2,32,000, while in the first half of 26, it is 2,60,000. So effectively, there's a 10-11% decline in your realization per pump. So is it because of the pricing pressure which we have seen in Magel Tala scheme, or can you just help us understand how the realizations are expected to pan out in the third quarter and going forward?
Thanks. Basically, it's not because of that. It is about the mix of the 3.5 and 7.5 HP. So the little bit volume of 3 HP has been increased. So 3 HP have the less price, 5 HP is more price, and 7.5 HP is more price, right? So it's an average of that. We, when we project, we talk on the average, and when we complete the project, when that time we get to know exactly how much 5 HP we have, how much 3 and how much 7.5. So it's a conservative number per pump we arrive for the calculation.
Right, right. So have you seen any decline in pricing? I mean, have you seen any pricing pressure in Maharashtra?
See, definitely, I won't say pressure. Price has been decreased, but input raw material price also has been decreased. So price decreased and input raw material price also got decreased. So ultimately, we, GK Energy, as the EPC player, standing 100% with the margin, intact margin what we have, even we are able to negotiate more betterly after the IPO fundraise. So right now, I will not commit, but we are going to improve the our margin. This is what the management have the strong working on it.
Right, right. Thanks. And secondly, I just wanted to get a sense from you about how the second half of 26 and 27 is going to pan out in your opinion. We've done roughly 24,500 of pumps in first half. So what number can we see for, say, FY26 full year and target for 27, and also revenue and EBITDA, if you could help us? Just a directional number for revenue and EBITDA and volumes, where are you looking at?
See, if we see historically, so I have 65% business we do in H2. And that has been the history what we have been doing it. Right. So if I compare with that as well, so we are expecting any number in between 50,000 plus minus 5,000 we are talking about.
Right. So you're saying 50,000 pumps target in FY26?
H2, what we are
talking about. H2. Okay. Yeah. Roughly 75,000 number you're looking at. 70 to 75,000.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And lastly, just one thing on PM Kusum 2, could you help us understand, you know, in your sense and all the discussions you've been having with various officials, how is that going to pan out, and, you know, anything on PM Kusum 2, the size of the opportunity and all of that for us?
The opportunity size officially yet to be announced, but if you very briefly see, the success of the PM Kusum has been demonstrated in the ISA, International Solar Alliance, very openly by the Government of India. And it has been, you know, given the suggestive direction to the other peer countries to implement the solar agri pump. So it shows very much positive belief of the segment of from the government side. So we are expecting a very good number, and it is not less than three times of the last PM Kusum what we have. This is what the industry believe I am having it.
Right. And this is just one last question on the debt position. So we are comfortable in terms of debt and all, considering that we have cash from the IPO proceeds. But going forward, say in FY26 end and maybe in FY27 with this whole working capital thing, do you think our debt levels are going to increase in 27? Could we become a net debt company?
See, if I talk about the receivable, definitely we will be, as I've already given the input, that we are going to have the positivity on that. As well as in totality, in a layman language, if I talk about, because of the quarter three business is expected to be the higher than the quarter two, in totality, you would see that, yes, net debt has been increased. Because of the higher volume.
Right, right. Yeah, Gopalji, thank you so much. I'll come back later. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Tanmay Javeri from FinInterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Firstly, congratulations on good set of numbers and congratulations on successful IPO. Just a small suggestion, sir, if our team could arrange one-on-one investor interactions from time to time, it will help us understand the business with more clarity instead of waiting for the phone calls. This is just a suggestion. Coming to the question, sir, with the current IPO funds that we have allocated for working capital. So how should we think about our revenue to working capital cycle in our business?
I'm just asking Mr. Sunil to answer this question.
Hi, Tanmay. On the net working capital cycle, as we are completely procuring the material with the cash and carry methodology, our net working capital days will increase. Along with this is because as the revenue is growing on Q on Q or month-on-month basis, so net working capital will the days will get increased.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. So my next question was in EPC, at least for H1 FY26, our margins have been around 22%. So I just wanted to understand what's driving such kind of margins in our business. And historically also, we have been doing 6%, which are now 18%-20%. So if you could just highlight the key drivers behind this sharp improvement.
See, improvement, what you are talking about the volume, improvement is all about the how the expertise has been involved by the complete team. So it's a team effort to bring the overall the organization to upside. So volume has given the growth, and when we have compared, we comparison, we are able to achieve the more numbers, and it's a market mode business. We never get the direct allocation, so it's a farmer choice. Basically, it's a D2C kind of the business. So the volume has been increased into the same area again and again. So our overall cost of the operation goes down and the margin is going up.
Right.
We'll continue more, and there is, you know, level what we have already came with the whatever the best we can bring into the segment. And supply chain control is what the another area where we have taken the dominance. I think these are a couple of the things are responsible. Never single thing can be responsible for the one thing to be taken up.
Right. So what's our company's vision over the next two or three years, and by when do we expect backward integration initiatives to be fully operational? And what will be the margin uplift once this is in place?
We are very clear. We don't want to go 100% backward integration because doing 100% backward integration is not sensible call, I believe, because when the couple of the people are already available in the market with the, you know, very good setup, it makes more sensible call to discuss with them in the volume with this limited, you know, profit sharing with them. So we don't intend to have any kind of the 100% backward integration. Definitely, we are going to control the part of the major part of our supply chain. For that, we have already proceeded that I have already mentioned in my presentation.
Okay. And from our projects, I just want to understand that do we supply pumps and any related components as well, or is it just limited to solar panels and other EPC materials?
We are the people who provide the complete solution.
Okay, complete solution. Sir, could you help me understand the nature of our fixed assets on the balance sheet? Like, what exactly they comprise and how they are aligned with our upcoming capacity or expansion plans?
The current balance sheet asset side is what infrastructure what we have. It's our office. That is what you can see.
Okay, sir. And just one last question. The debt which is currently there in our balance sheet, so what is it for and where it will be utilized? And what kind of interest are we paying for that?
See, debt is what we have. It's majorly for the working capital only. And the interest rates vary from the banker to banker, but in the range of 9% plus minus 1%, it will be there.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Amit Vora from Girnar Cap Consultant. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on good set of numbers. Most of the questions have been answered by the people earlier who asked the question. Just one thing, sir, you have not mentioned about the 27 guidance. Can we expect a 40-50% jump over 26, about 70-75,000 pumps that you have mentioned? On that, we can expect about a 50% jump?
See, for the next year, I have secured the 875 megawatt of DCR. And that is what the calculation, what we have, this is what I can explain considering the limitation to give the very clear guidance. So 875 megawatt of the EPC into the pump and rooftop, what we are going to do it.
Okay, but is my assumption somewhere around, is that a good assumption to work with, sir?
Good is always good, sir.
Yeah. Sir, one more thing, sir. Now we are almost closer to the third quarter. 2 months are over, sir. Has there been any improvement in the receivables that were pending? Because you did mention that things are working, but now that, you know, we are almost half the quarter is over, is there any improvement? If you can give some highlight on that, sir.
Certainly, we have received a good chunk of the money. And even numbers also going good. You know, the government of Maharashtra is doing the attempt on the Guinness Book of the World Record, and we are the proud partner in that. And we are, you know, making what are the best effort basis, the highest number we want to achieve in that.
Sir, and order book you have mentioned till 20 September, sir. Has there been a further improvement in the order book once we have come through? Because we are almost like one more month and we are done with the quarter. That's why I'm asking, sir, if it is possible to give that number.
See, till 30th September, I have already declared. And as and when we will get the new
order. Yeah, that's what I said, sir. That number I have. I'm saying that, you know, because we are almost 2 months in the Q3, has that number only gone up is what I would assume. And if you can give that number.
No significant further order has been received. We are expecting the further order, and as and when it will arrive, we will notify to the everyone on the through the exchange.
Excellent, sir. So just one more suggestion, sir. In your quarterly presentation, you have given a good comparison of Q2 last year and first half. But in the result that you have given, there is a comparison for last year. Q2 wasn't there, sir. If you can just make sure that, you know, you give comparable periods, so it is easy for us to analyze. That's it.
Actually, last year consolidation was not there because that company has been incorporated afterwards. So that's why it's not
there. Yes, sir. But standalone also will do, sir. But it just helps us to have a better understanding of what has happened. That's about it.
Okay. Standalone is mentioned, and next year definitely you will have the consolidated because we will be, comparison is available.
Perfect. All the best. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hardik Rawat from IIFL Capital Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just one clarification with regards to the networking capital cycle. Receivable days, like you mentioned, we are very confident that, you know, it will sustain in the 120 to 130 days of range. Our inventory days has slightly increased to roughly 50 days. Assuming that that will be the case, so any and all, you know, increase in working capital cycle should be limited to this 20 days also going forward. Would that be a correct understanding? Like there's no increase on the receivable front, just, you know, increase on the inventory front considering the kind of rapid growth that we're seeing in the business.
Yes, Hardik, you're right.
Hardik, are you there? Since there is no response, we will move on to the next question, which is from the line of Shubhanu from Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hope I am audible. First of all, sir, I am very new in business. Can you tell me how much percentage of revenue come from retail rooftop business?
17 crore we have from the rooftop business, as I have mentioned in the talk earlier, out of the H1 business.
In H1, out of H1 business. Okay. Very minuscule. Okay. Sir, as on Q2, our per month pump installation 4,500 to 4,600. And what is our current run rate as on November?
You are talking about the current run rate of the pump
installation monthly run.
MOM.
Yes.
It is, you earlier it was, means you want to know every month how many pump we do install, is it so?
Yes, per month run it, I don't understand.
Yeah, per month we install around 8, we are installing now around 8 to 9,000 pump.
£8,000. And or if it's to target around 50,000 pounds. Am I right?
See, we were installing. It depend on the monsoon also, right? It depend on the weather condition. So when the weather condition get clear, your overall execution capacity get increased. We are talking when we want to know the average, then average is around 8,000 to 9,000 a month.
Okay. But earlier participant actually on earlier participant question your target around 50,000 pounds by H2.
Yes.
Okay. In full year you target around 70,000 to 75,000 pounds.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sir, what is our future outlook in your digital research business? Currently 17 crore in H1 revenue. What is our future outlook?
For the order, what we have already secured, that I have just mentioned. I will come. 17 crore rooftop business order I already have for the current time, and 846 crore of the pump order.
17 crore order.
Yeah.
Sir, I wanted to know what is our revenue mix in H1 out of in this retail rooftop business.
No, I could not understand. Moderate, can you help me with the question?
What is our retail? Hello.
Retail, you are talking.
Can I help you? Yes. Revenue in H1.
We are not focused retail business. It is a D2C business, but it's routed through the state nodal agencies. So it's not direct retail. It's an indirect D2C business, what we have.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rishabh Parekh from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Gopalji. Just a few questions. One is, on your working capital days again, on your receivables specifically, you mentioned that on 25th September, the new sanction from AIBB was released. So have we got our share from that sanction?
See, it is a AIB and MSADCL, and that has been approved. It is mentioned on AIB website, which is publicly available. So the money from that to be yet to come into our account.
So that is still not come?
Yeah, it is in process. Because it's a $1.1 billion dollar funding to MSADCL.
So just today is 20th November. And on 30th September, you're 182 days. So have our days come down materially so far?
They have made the payment from their own sources as well. It's not 100% payment come from the AIB. It is AIB is not giving 100%, right? The farmer share also come, their share also come, and then rest is AIB.
So it has come down from 180 days to date right now.
Yeah, definitely must have come.
Okay, and on the second question is our order book is quite skewed in terms of Magya Tela now, and is the PM ordering slowing down just because they are going to come up with a new scheme in the next few months, or do you expect Kusum to pick up an H2?
See, skewed to nahi hua, I won't say, because still I have to implement 34,000 pump, right? So that is a good volume, and the further Magel Tala tender has been already floated. So whenever the order will come, definitely we'll notify by the exchange. So, and the PM Kusum is also in shape. It's going in the good shape and shall get converted soon. So we are very positive on overall ecosystem.
And in terms of the ordering cycle, so in H2, when do you expect the new tenders to be floated by and for us to get the orders?
Tender has been floated already. I think 13 November was a submission date. That has been
13 November. Okay.
It was already submitted. So it's in process for the technical evaluation, then financial evaluation, and then everything, right? So that has been already processed from our side.
So you think by mid-December we should get our next set of orders?
I can't say on that. It's subjective when they will release the order. But yes, it should come in this quarter.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. And so you know, just taking off on your earlier 75,000 pump numbers, so at a 2.4 lakh average realization, that comes to a full year about 1,800 crore revenue, 1,900 crore revenue number. Is that fair to assume for this year?
We are targeting that many pump. That's what I can say right now. And plus some rooftop as well.
Okay, okay, understood. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hardik Rawat from IIFL Capital Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sorry, my line got disconnected. So my second question was with regards to the pumps that are in our order book. So 36,800 pumps remain in our order book. What is the execution period on this? Because it was around 120 days when we received them, is what my understanding was. So what is the execution timeline on this order book?
Hardik, I'm targeting to finish by February.
Perfect. And so the newer order should start flowing in somewhere in December, right?
Yeah, expecting that way only because Magetala 3 is already process has been done. So order should be released soon after that technical and all the thing has been done by the department.
Got it, sir. And, you know, coming back to the question, you know, for the clarification on that, on the average realization of 2.4 lakh per pump, it comes to about 1,800 odd crores. But in addition to that, what is the cumulative solar rooftop business that we plan on executing this year? Any rough idea?
See, around right now we are just begin, right? Not went very aggressively. So it will be in two digit, I can say right now.
Got it, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Achut from... Who is an individual investor? Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. My first question is like, we are able to see slowdown solar, like, is it going to be impact upon as well?
Slowdown in the grid connected or somewhere if it is there, I'm not aware. But on the decentralized area where we are working, it is going more aggressive now. We are not looking towards any slowdown in the coming time.
Okay. So, like I have seen in the presentation that you are the second biggest player. Like, I just wanted to know, like, the first biggest player, Shakti Pumps, they are able to see some tailwinds and there is also some margin compression for them. Also, they are not able to execute year on year. So I just wanted to know how you guys are different from them and why are you able to grow your profits and revenue better than them.
See, number one thing, we are the asset-light company. Number two, we are pure play EPC player. So our core and main business is to do the EPC. It's not to do the manufacturing anything. Number three on the profit side, see, whenever I get the order and my income, so my sales price goes down, I go back and negotiate with my vendor, see, this sales price is this. Now, we set, we understand, and we go ahead. So I don't get that pressure of the margin going down, that pressure get transferred to, you know, in the whole ecosystem. So if I'm a manufacturer, then everything come on my head. When I'm not a manufacturer, I'm getting sourcing done, then it get transferred. So this is how we are in bad time, the asset light model, bad time in the sense, less margin time, I would say. Asset light model, you know, make sure their margin remain intact. Because if I'm buying with someone today, 70,000, 80,000, 50,000 pump a month, if I'm moving from him, his complete vertical get disturbed. So he definitely reduces his profit. I'm not supposed to reduce my profit. That's why you can see that my margins are intact. It didn't went down. That is the beauty of pure play EPC player and getting the manufacturing done from the other people, those who have the huge and large setup in our brand name.
Okay. And can we expect a similar kind of margins and similar kind of growth in H2 and FY27 as well?
We definitely, and we will try to improve as much we can.
Okay, but with the order book currently you have, like, the execution you are planning, can we still expect growth in H2 and FY27 as well, or you are expecting any slowdown in coming time?
I'm not expecting any slowdown. It will remain in the same fashion.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hemant, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the nice presentation. And so I have a question regarding the recent 875 megawatt solar cell purchase agreement for next year. So just I would like to know about what percentage of this solar cell will be used for EPC business, or some percentage of this 875 megawatt solar cell will be used for the solar cell trading.
The solar cell is trading also what we are doing. We are doing for our own consumption. We are giving to the OEM manufacturer for the DCR requirement. And we intend to consume the whole the number for our own in-house EPC work only.
Okay, thank you, sir. And the next question is on regarding that 1 megawatt power plant setup in Maharashtra. So this setup, what is the status? Like when we are planning to plant will be operational by next year? I think it is by September next year. So I would like to know what is the status on the plant setup.
Yeah, so land acquisition is already done and the other thing is in process. And it is a 1 gigawatt line, definitely will be operational by the September 2026 or it will be before.
And all the cells will be consumed for internal purposes, for EPC business, not for trading purpose.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Amit Mehta from Sunidhi Security. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, you have said that because of the extended monsoon and the inspection delay, we have done about 24,000 pumps in the H1, correct? So now, after 30th September also, October month also, there was a extended rain till, you know, first week of November. So even we expect the Q3 also will be partially affected due to this, because of the extended rain in terms of the production and the sale of the solar pump?
See, initially it was, but because the demand is so high, and the farmer also needed because he lost his crops, right? So he need the water, and for the water pumping, we are giving the solution. So we are trying to, you know, help out them as much as farmer we can by doing the fast execution. So we would like to cover up whatever the time has been lapsed due to the monsoon. But yes, definitely initial few days has been lost into the, again, the monsoon was, you know, hitting our door again.
Okay. Second question, sir. You said that monthly you can do about 9,000 to 10,000 pumps per month, correct?
And it's 8 to 9 to 10. How it goes, I will tell you.
Okay.
But let your question first come. I will answer that.
You know, in the first half, normally it's a dull period because of the monsoon. We have done roughly 4,000 pumps per month on an average. And the H2 will be almost double of what we have done in H1 because that's the season period. Now, whether we'll be able to do, if there is a demand, whether we'll be able to do 11,000, 12,000 or 13,000 pumps per day, or we will lose some of the business because of the lack of the capacity available?
See, we don't take the business which is beyond our capacity. It never happened in the history that GK Energy's order has been diverted to someone else.
Okay.
So we do calculation of our own capacity and accordingly only we get the farmer selection. So because it's a D2C business, right? Farmer is coming and he's doing the selection.
Okay.
And capacity can be increased in the phase manner. We are increasing our capacity for the next year. That process has been started already. So we may able to accommodate some enhanced capacity
quarter four of this year as well, if required.
So we have outstanding order of 34,000 pumps. So that is sufficient for next 3-4 months, correct?
I would say we would like to have the more business. So we are going to acquire more business as well. But yes, for the execution, it is sufficient.
Okay. As far as your new business concerned, you said that 13 November, some new tenders were floated and you expect some order before the end of this quarter, Q3. Can we know how many pumps order is this floated?
It is an empanelment for the 1 lakh pump.
Okay. And normally, what kind of share we normally get in such kind of tenders?
See, the historic number says 15% to 18% of the market share.
Okay.
As per the CRISIL report, when they have calculated all the numbers.
Okay. So we may expect another 15,000 to 18,000 pumps in Q3 order if this gets completed, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And this you mentioned about rooftop business of about 1,700 crore order book.
1,700 crore? No, it's a 17.
Okay, 17 crore. Okay. 1,700 crore.
It's a
17 crore. Okay, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Aman Mantri from Nuvama Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, first question was, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So first question was on your, as you mentioned in the last response of yours, what's our current, how do you estimate your current capacity and how do you plan to increase it? What are the big levers of it?
The EPC capacity increasement is a process for the, we do identification of the manpower, then we do conduct their training, find suitable. We take them into the field and it's an ongoing process. So we identify the locally sourced manpower so they can remain intact at their village level. Because doing the business along with the business, if we can make it something, for the people, it makes more sense. So we hire the locally manpower. We don't shift the manpower from one location to another location. So it's another kind of the looking towards the business. We have a continuous development process. So it get ready in another 6 month time. So next year, what are the target? We want to increase the number of the manpower. So that training and whole process has been started and we will be starting getting the output of the resources, manpower availability from the month of February onwards. So by April, May, April, we will be ready with the adequate supply of the human resource for the next year.
Understood. So as of now, what sort of capacity you already have? How much pumps that you can carry on?
So we can carry up to 10,000 pumps in the ease of doing without taking the stretch with the available infra.
Per month?
Yeah, without taking stretch on the higher side.
And by April, how much are you beefing this? By how much you are increasing this capacity?
We are targeting to increase around 25% to 30% capacity without stretch in comfort zone.
Understood. And so my last question is, how much of your revenue share from solar pumps is now outside of Maharashtra now?
Just a moment. It will be in the range of 10 to 15% outside Maharashtra.
Right. And since now Maharashtra, the central scheme has already completed most of its sanction and it's now led by the state scheme, the order flow from Maharashtra, are you seeing some dip and how are you increasing the order flow from other states?
See, Maharashtra order flow will continue because Magil Tala is going to have around 8.5 lakh pump. So out of 8.5 lakh pump, only 2 lakh pump has been done till now allocation, right? Execution mm-hmm. still in process. So for the 6.5 lakh pump to be in Maharashtra only, if you compare just with our number, what we have around 15% to 17%, 18% as per the CRISIL in Magil Tala as well report. So that gives mm-hmm. the comfort for us to have it.
And meanwhile, PM Kusum is also going to be arrived. That is also there. We have already expanded in the MP and UP, Rajasthan as well. Haryana, we were doing already business there as well. So we have geographical spread as well. MP want to do, you know, a very large quantum that is publicly known to everyone. And UP also, I believe yesterday only some quantum has been sanctioned by the cabinet. So that is also going to be help into the acquiring the more business.
Understood. Thanks, sir. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Gaurav Agarwal from VA Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I just wanted to know, out of the 34,000 tons order book we have, how much is from the PM Kusum and how much is from the Medal Tayar?
PM Kusum, Magil Tala, that bifurcation rightly is, if I talk about it, it's like morely 50-50 kind of consideration, you can have it. Broad number.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
So, what power HP pump has been the most required in Maharashtra?
Most required power pump, it depend on the farmer requirement. Up to 2.5 acre, he is eligible up to 3 HP pump. From 2.5 to 5 acre, he is eligible for the 5 HP pump. 5 acre and above, he is eligible for 7.5 HP pump. So, whosoever the farmer is applying, depend on the which category of the farmer is doing apply. But in general, requirement, if you look toward the 5 HP is what average sizing we arrive. 3, 5, 7.5 total divided number of pump, we arrive to around 4.5 to 5 HP as a in totality of the capacity.
Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ahmed, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I have a question with respect to the PM Kusum scheme. Most of the business that we are doing is under component B. So what is your plan like with respect to component A and component C? Do you plan to expand your business under component A and component C as well?
Fortunately, all businesses are good, but component B is the most successful business model in the PM Kusum segment. As well as the addressable market is such a big, even we are unable to cover the whole volume, certain percentage annually. So when I can see that decades of the business is available, so let me concentrate first on that, one thing first. So once we will grow at very large size, that time we may think for the other component, but right now component B is going to be our business target.
Okay, thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Achit, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, I'm Anubhav.
Yes.
Yeah, sir, I wanted to know about your order book. Like currently, I understood that you have an order book of some 800 crores change for next 6 months. So I just wanted to understand, like last year, it's to how much order book you used to have. Is it like normal or it is currently less? And what is your order book run rate generally? For how many months you generally have order book?
It's around 5 months plus minus 1 month order book we have. Last year also, now also.
So every time like you generally have for next 6 months only?
I would say 4 to 5 months, I said plus minus 1 month. So you can see that, yes, 1 quarter bare minimum we always have. Sometimes we have almost for the second quarter as well.
Okay. So the next order, when can we expect, sir? Like at what time we can expect the next big order?
We are expecting in the coming before December, I would say. As I was mentioning over the call that, you know, on 13 November already, submission for the 1 lakh pump is done. So we are expecting soon the order book.
Okay, so is it new order under PM Kusum 2 scheme or PM Kusum only?
It's a Magil Tala 3. Market Access Connect to Ship Pump Yojana. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shivanu from 3 Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, our current capacity around 10,000 pumps per month. We are targeting 25 to 30 kits per month pumps. What is our exact timeline for that?
Sorry, I could not hear you. 25 to 30, I didn't understand you loudly and very
clearly. Our current, our current capacity around 10,000 per month pump addition. We are targeting around 25,000 to 30,000 per month pump addition capacity expansion. What is our exact timeline?
Just a minute, I could not understand. Capacity? No. It's you are talking about capacity increasement from the current capacity,
yes,
so going ahead.
Yes.
That is your question, right?
Yes.
So I said 25 to 30%, not 1,000. So current capacity is up to 10,000 a month, that we are going to increase 25-30%, like that. It's in percentage.
In terms of percentage. Okay. Sorry. This is from my side. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Jenna from Saltoro Investment. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I wanted to have an idea about why is it that Maharashtra is being the leader when it comes to installations, whether if we look at the PM Kusum scheme as well as whether we look at these state schemes. Is it the state leadership? Are there any particular factors that you would want to share whereby it stands a cut above the rest? And what is happening with respect to the other states and within PM Kusum with other states that you see could be like Maharashtra going forward? That's my first question.
Okay. So the question is very, very good for the whole industry, not for the GK Energy. My answer may give the answer to the many of the industry player as well as the many of the SNA as well. See, why Maharashtra is leading, there is a very simplified answer. It's a win-win-win situation. The state DISCOMs are reducing their huge losses. State has to place the investment, upfront investment to give the, you know, place the infrastructure for the providing the agriculture connection. As well as the, we have some kind of the problems for the weighing of the electricity bill, load shedding, irregular power supply. So these all are the so many questions. As I can talk very limited, considering the time, I will try to be very limited in the answering my question. But
sure.
I would say that it's a very much important for the DISCOM to understand because they are recovering their huge losses. So DISCOM want to become a profitable. They are giving the power at very low cost to the farmer, where if the same power they give to the residential, commercial, institutional, they can make the more money. So they want to do it. Farmer want because he want the assurance source of the water over the year and the assurance source of the power supply. That's why they are doing it. Plus the, you know, central government is supporting for the our national commitment toward the CO2. Plus, major thing, I would say that we are bringing the food security because there is an fertile land which is available. It's not electrified. So this pump can go with the very fast pace. Like in Maharashtra, we are going around 3 lakh, 4 lakh pump a year, right? Whereas the DCL can give only 1 lakh new connection. So bringing the prosperity into the state, bringing the carbon neutrality into the state, bringing the food security, these are the add-on icing, I would say, because I know we are from the commercial mindset discussion this right now we have. But practically, it's a all win. Plus, the RPO obligation also, there is obligatory. So MERC has already given them clarification that, yes, they can use the solar water pump, solar agriculture pump installed capacity under the RPO. So distributions are having the 100% win from the day one. Plus, let's assume if they are going to have 1 lakh new connections, so they could have to employ around 300 to 500 new employees, right? So their cost and everything. So this all economics has been understood by the state DISCOM.
That's why, apart from the PM Kusum, they came up with their own scheme saying that, okay, if PM Kusum is have the limitation to give 5.5 lakh pump to the Maharashtra, we will bring our own scheme, and they have brought their own scheme. And still, I would say in 1 and 2 years, you can see the books of the state distribution company has been improvised because of the PM Kusum. Recently, there are all the what you call distribution companies annual conference has been held in the Mumbai. If someone
okay.
would have attended, you would have got the glimpse from there how much success and what are the deep detail that can be shared with the distribution company only. The same thing will get repeated in the other states.
Okay.
It's like we have the mindset to see someone succeed, then we will follow. So the okay. leadership thing has been taken by the Maharashtra. Now it is going to be following the other states. So now coming to the GK Energy, how GK Energy is going to get the business out of it. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
we have practically got expanded into the state wherever we know that the small marginal landholders are there. The number is higher. These states are typically UP, MP, Rajasthan, apart after Maharashtra, I would say. So we have
of course.
Created our presence there.
Got it. Great. Best wishes for the upcoming orders as well. I hope you win more than the historic market share. And looking forward to your Q3 results as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
So, thanks for everyone's their very genuine question. Every day is a new learning for us. Whatever the few messages we have discussed, share, understanding has been shared. Definitely, GK Energy and the whole management would like to improve themselves more to bring the more positive results for the all shareholders. And thank you to hear us with and spending the time with us. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Capital Services Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.